Hi, this is Tiffany Lalas.
Mary Jane.
And we're outside the Soto Bar in San Diego with Typhoon.
Hey, I'm Kyle.
And I'm Alex.
I'm Dave.
Nora. I'm Sammy. Suspiciously like the old one. Only this time I'm ready. My vessel, a funnel voyage, just to pick up a few things when I muster my courage. This is your first time in San Diego?
It is.
Yeah. And you've been coming down the West Coast, is that...
Yeah, we were in Davis last night, and we stayed in Sacramento, and then we made the drive pretty much all day down here. That was a long drive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how long has the band been together?
Not as long as that drive. 6 years now?
Well,
seven. Six. 10 years. Seven. I think 6 years is about right. I keep saying five, but it's been a year since that's happened.
It's been a year since I've been saying five.
That's incorrect.
Why did it take so long to get down here?
To San Diego? Well, we only played L.A. for the first time in September, and that was actually the farthest south we'd ever ventured. So, we don't know anybody in San Diego. So, we finally booked a show here.
Yeah, so there are quite a few you guys here, and this isn't even the whole band. So how do you manage such a large group?
Peer pressure.
Peer pressure.
So what's the peer pressure? What's the torture?
You ever heard of mob mentality? No, actually, we actually end up booking a lot of our shows because we always think the other person wants to play it.
And then we kind of find out that that's not true when we're playing the show.
Yeah. Like, oh, why are we playing? That doesn't make any sense.
But kind of the opposite sometimes. Yeah, we think that no one will like it, and then it turns out to be a really great show. So just gotta try everything.
And I mean, it seems like a logistical nightmare with so many people, like getting them all organized. But what I mean by peer pressure is that, like, if you don't show up to practice and, you know, everyone else is there talking... I probably can't say that on your podcast,
talking
but
poo on you.
No,
talking
you can,
poo on you.
You.
talking poo. Shit about you. Now it's been built up. But yeah.
And how often do you guys practice?
Twice a week, usually.
What comes across better having a larger band as opposed to maybe just a standard four-piece?
I've actually thought about this a lot, and I don't mean to take it if I shouldn't, but. But one cool thing about this band is since there's so many people and most of us play other instruments and you know, played music for a while. So when this band came together, it was kind of like we all found what we did best in the band, and we stuck with that. And so it's been really cool over the years. We've been getting better at our own positions. And I feel like that's made us better as a band. Kyle especially has gotten so good at falling into the or becoming the you know, songwriter and the leader, and we've been so good at helping him out with that and taking our own parts. So I think that's helped. Having so many people has really helped because we all kind of figure out what we do because of each other.
For me, sometimes performing in front of people becomes intolerable unless I do have, like, 10 of my friends up there insulating me. Yeah, it makes it so much better.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't been in a band without 10 other people in so long. I don't know if I'd know what to do.
Well, and the great thing with that is if you get tired of anybody, there's lots of people.
There's kind of cliques inside the band too, you know. Yeah. There's little groups.
We're our own like social strata.
We're a tribe.
Yeah. What's the drama?
Yeah. Yeah.
Innumerable.
Luckily, not too much drama.
In this little van.
Like when the, I know.
I've been in the band for a couple of weeks and I have not witnessed a drop of drama. I'm very impressed.
Yeah. About regarding drama, like Dave said, how we've all sort of settled into like the positions we're comfortable with. I think we've also settled into like a formation where we don't have much interpersonal friction. I mean, there's obviously some, but I mean,
It's funny.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, I was talking to someone, and they asked me how long I've been playing in this band, and I was like, oh yeah, around 5 or 6 years. Like, really? How can you not get tired of anyone? And the thought like hadn't even crossed my mind. I mean, obviously I get upset with people at certain times, but like I couldn't. It's just being hanging out with these people is what I do when I'm not in a band. So
yeah,
I treat this band like I'd treat a wife.
Yeah.
Are you married?
Yeah, I'm married.
I just put up.
Exactly. No, just like, I don't know. Yeah. If there's some sort of commitments or anything that you're doing with yourself, it's just like, oh, well, my wife needs me now. I must go.
you kind of love the good things and you love the bad things. You love everything.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a good way to look at it. It's, and not to sound cliche, but we're a family in a lot of ways. And not to, like, gloss it over, because families fight and families, you know, they don't stop when someone has to pee in the van. Just kidding.
There is one drop of drama.
But, but you know, like, you can't just break up with your family.
Yeah.
So, Sammy, you just joined the band? Were you adopted?
I don't know if that was the right thing to say, but I have been in the band. But I've been playing with these guys for a couple weeks, and I really enjoy it, and feel really lucky to be playing with them.
And what instrument do you play?
I play cello.
Oh, I saw some. You were looking for a ride back.
We figured it out.
Yeah, we figured it all out. It worked out. It's amazing.
They just have a way of smoothing themselves over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys have a new EP coming out in March, and I was just wondering, I saw the artwork for the cover, and the title's A New Kind of House. How did that come about? What inspired it?
The title is actually lifted from a series of poems that our friend Zach Schomburg wrote, and he writes a lot about something that I'm interested in, which is, you know, what you lose when you grow up, and trying to recover, you know, your childhood, etc. And so, like, a lot of these songs to me feel like trying to rebuild a house, figuratively, through words and music.
Well, is there a Typhoon trademark that you guys have developed over the years?
It should be registered today with the USPTO. No. I hope that Lars Hilton has done that today, or we kill him. No.
What is it?
That's just like the trademark, cat. Like a legal trademark that we had to do. But
as far as like some sort of trait that we've picked up or.
I think
like our MO.
When we first started, it was, I mean, we were pretty young. That actually gets covered a lot, how young we were.
Yeah.
But when we were first starting, it was just like how epic and loud and young and energetic and numerous we could be. So I feel like a lot of people think of us as that. It's just like this young, crazy, energetic, free-formed hippie gypsy thing.
But really, we're just getting old and we're tired.
I feel really old.
I'm still young.
pretty quiet.
That's why we're recruiting all these
youngins. It's a little more calculated.
Give us some energy. I was one of those youngins once. I feel like kind of. Or, like, when I first joined, I was, like, so excited about it. I'm not Sam anymore.
Now you're old.
No, I just...
Yeah. Now you're jaded.
But there's, like, that energy when someone new comes in and, like, youthful energy, which is really always fun. Not just fun, but essential.
Right. Like, there was always in the beginning a certain amount of just chaos, and everyone, like, this like hippie gypsy thing. We were never hippies nor gypsies, but just, you know, unrestrained. And now it's kind of that paired with like attempted restraint and calculation, like Dave said. So it's interesting.
Yeah, I would hope that would become more our trademark, as how we're able to do both things. Yeah. And the way that it's become more structured has just changed everything, really. But I think it still has the same energy. It's just a lot more structured, which is cool.
I think I got our trademark then. This guy said it to me after the LA show last time we were there. Huh. Or the first time we were there, he said, "It just looks like barely restrained or barely controlled chaos."
Yeah. Or when we played with the Portland Cello Project, and we only played two songs with them. They had this whole set list of all their songs, and for Typhoon, it had the name of our songs, and underneath it said, "Two really long songs, both really loud, both epic."
Well, what were the songs?
We played CPR and Belly, yeah. Belly the Camera.
Did everybody grow up in Portland?
No. About half of us grew up in Salem, Oregon, and the rest is kind of a wash. It came from everywhere. But we all met in Portland, and we've all lived there for years. Sammy, I don't know about you. Have you lived? You've lived there for years.
I'm from New York.
Yeah. Really?
Really.
I'm from various places in California. These California tours are always like visits to every place I lived in my previous lives. It's really weird. But I never lived in San Diego, so this is like new stuff to me. New territory. Nora grew up in Portland too. She's like been living in the same square four blocks for like her entire life. And we happen to live in one of those four square blocks, which is cool.
We all live in the same neighborhood.
Well, do you guys have like a favorite music memory that made you want to get involved in a band?
He had a music group early on.
How we should get
Kyle had a music group early on that I totally admired, and when I was actually able to play music with him, my mind was totally blown. So yeah, I also had a health class with him, and I was like, "Oh my god, I'm in a class with like all the members of my favorite band."
I'm having a similar experience this week. It was really cool. I was like totally a fan of this band, and now I get to play with them.
That's usually how it works.
That's how I got involved.
That's you.
Yeah.
All right. Too. Oh, God. All through high school, I've been watching Typhoon play in Salem, and they were my favorite band. And I moved up to Portland, and then it just kind of worked out that I joined the group.
So how many members would you see on the stage?
Back then, Probably, yeah.
Five, I think.
What?
300. No, just kidding. A large army.
We were all, like 30 we were all 15 dudes.
At the time.
Yeah, 15. Yeah. 14.
There was 16.
There was a rogue 9-year-old.
No. It would pop in and out. She had really bad drug problems.
Yeah, just to paraphrase, mutual admiration, I think, was like the musical experience that got us all working together.
Just constantly being inspired by all these people, too. I mean, whether it's with Typhoon, which I'm always inspired by, or just, you know, what everyone else is doing. Alex played me a song from a girl that plays strings with us, and I was just blown away earlier today. Mm-hmm. A musical memory is made every day with these people.
Yeah. That's the trademark phrase right there.
A musical memory is made every day.
That's pretty good.
With these people.
Okay, so I ask, like, silly questions at the end of every interview. And the first is, you guys have any slang terms that you overuse?
Ooh, yeah.
Ding dong dang.
Ding dong.
Ding dong, damn it.
Ding dong dang.
Wangus.
Take your balls out of your purse.
Yeah, it's more just phrases.
Yeah, they just kind of float in, you know, in and out as the years go on.
In the band ecosystem, it's like we start parroting each other, so it's like Shannon, 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 and then we all start repeating our names.
Babe.
With long drives like the one down to San Diego, you can come up with a lot of weird stuff to do.
We didn't do that much weird stuff on this drive, though.
It felt really normal.
It's very normal. It's because of all the new. It's just too new in here. We feel so.
You guys are in the new.
Comforted.
The new van. The new.
It's really nice how you've got all this set up.
This roof here?
Yeah.
We put this in, this nice plastic.
This was all sagged down to here. Uh-huh.
This is us.
Okay.
We welded it.
Yeah,
these beams and...
I think it's kind of funny. The way in which we treated this van is kind of the way... It's kind of like...
Yeah, same metaphor.
It's kind of our life philosophy. We bought this van and we fixed it up and we made it work and we... You know, once it stopped working, we redid it, and now it works again, and
even like better.
I feel like it's kind of a microcosm.
That's our trademark. Mark. Typhoon just is even better than the last time.
that's totally the phrase.
All right, what's everyone's drink of choice?
Whiskey.
I mean, whiskey for hard liquor, I guess, and then just
Boy Gorilla coffee.
Yeah, Boy Gorilla coffee. Just regular beer. I don't know. I don't really have a preference. You should move on.
Called the Typhoon from the restaurant Sophia's Thai Kitchen.
Hot toddy with a little bit of lemon and honey. Yeah, you know, in the winter.
That sounds really nice.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Oh, whiskey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, whiskey.
Sorry.
I'm a whiskey fan as well.
Uh-huh. And he's not sharing.
No.
Oh, yeah. No, I got another one, too.
What? You got two?
Yeah, instead of a pint, they sold me 2 half pints.
Oh, funny.
Well, thanks, Dave.
Oh, you can finish that if you want to have some root beer.
Okay. I'm boring. I just like hot tea. I'll just go in the bar and ask for tea. Sometimes a little whiskey in it.
A ton of vodka.
Just a ton. Just a whole lot.
Tons of vodka. No water, just vodka in a tea bag.
Alright, that is my favorite drink after.
Hot vodka.
Right, and how do you guys feel about eyeliner?
Not into that.
How I would look in it. I always wondered how I would look in eyeliner, but no, I've never worn it.
Yeah, whenever.
All the time?
I personally don't really like eyeliner.
Mascara.
Yeah, mascara.
I do like to put mascara on my mustache sometimes.
Or corpse
paint. I did too. I enjoyed that when I had a mustache.
It just makes it pop.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really, you know, pops out. Especially because I'm blonde, so, yeah.
Yeah.
together.
We're laughing. We are laughing.
We're laughing and happy.
Enjoying our vacation.
Well, do you guys have any last words for your fans?
Come out and see us, San Diego. And thank you, Pirate.
Yeah.
iPod Pirate.
iPod Pirate.
Pirate
Pod. Can you guys give us your best pirate impression? Who wants to do it?
I feel like Dave could.
A pirate walks into a bar and he has a steering wheel in his pants, and the bartender says, "Well, what's that for?" And he goes, "Arr, it's driving me nuts."
All right, thanks, guys.